You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And today you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream on the River Talk Facebook page. That's the River Talk Facebook page. Everybody's going to be talking about this show today. Special in-studio guest, we've got Ron Ferguson, State Representative, Ohio District 96. And he is running against former State Senator Frank Hoagland. And the race has gotten very, very, very ugly. And now WWVA is getting involved and apparently screwed up so badly that iHeart is apologizing on their behalf for Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes. We've got the audio. We're going to play all of that. So Ron Ferguson, very special guest here. They're making so many accusations that, to me, were just bizarre. I was listening to the audio going, they can't possibly be this inept. They can't possibly be this stupid. It has to be by design. It has to be on purpose, because people can't be this stupid and inept. I refuse to believe that Otis and Sam are that stupid, and of course Bloom Dummy being that stupid and inept. What are your thoughts on this?
I think the audio speaks for itself. They routinely say mistruths, flat out, I mean, lies. I guess maybe they're just ignorant to the facts and they could be bad reporters. I really don't know.
Well, they aren't reporters.
But so whatever, yeah, whatever yeah. They are, some personalities that get the facts wrong. So much so that when we contacted their parent company, iHeart Radio, they actually recanted the statement. They pulled it all back. We were wrong. We were wrong. We didn't tell the truth. We're going to recant it. And of course, now the Hoagland campaign, knowing that WWVA was wrong and recanted their statement, mm-hmm. and was notified via text, via email, via certified mail that Frank Hoagland refused to sign for, that it was completely false. They don't care. They just want to go forward anyway, like Democrats, and lie to try and win a race.
My goodness.
Columbus Insiders.
Now, I checked the Facebook pages for Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes, and also for VA. I didn't see any kind of retraction, any kind of apology, anything at all. Have you seen anything?
I have not seen something online that they have posted. I know that
they really need to do that. They posted this online.
They do.
And when did you get the apology from iHeart saying, you know, our people are idiots, they should not have done this?
So on Friday, apparently, they, on their show, issued a retraction. I don't listen to the show, but...
nobody does.
But I was told, but we received an email from a Jim Davis at iHeartMedia, which I guess is like one of their higher-ups out of town. And it says here, this is to my attorney. I tried to send you the audio of the retraction we aired this morning, but both times it bounced back to me as undeliverable. So we're going to ask them to send it to my email rather than my attorney's. I don't know why.
All you have to do is Dropbox and put in a link. I mean, that's just such. And this guy's in radio. Mm-hmm. This guy's in radio, and he doesn't know how to deliver an audio file. And he's one of the top people at iHeart. I don't believe that for a second. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it for a second. I really don't. That's absurd in his face. So they're accusing you. Help our listeners understand. They're accusing you of hiring an illegal.
Correct.
And in listening to the audio, it actually made no sense to me. And I can see why iHeart's so apologetic, but shame on him for not being able to figure out how to send you an audio file.
Shame on the Hoaglands, period, for being liars.
Oh, absolutely. No question. So tell the listeners about this. How do they reach the conclusion that you hired this supposed illegal, this guy Oscar something or other?
Sure. So this gentleman, which I know you'll play in the next hour, but there was somebody that was pulled over for a traffic violation by the Wintersville police. Never heard of this guy. Don't know who he is. But anyway, he gets pulled over by the Wintersville police. Once that guy is pulled over, he's issued traffic citation. The Wintersville police, from what I can gather, checks with ICE to ask if this guy is wanted for a warrant. And ICE says, no, don't detain him. You can let him go. Well, of course, he doesn't have a license, so he's free to leave, but he's not free to drive away. And so anyway, the guy calls and asks to get a ride. I don't know who he calls. He calls somebody that he knows. Nobody that, you know, works for us or anything else. And he's unable to, that person is unable to pick him up. So he calls the manager.
Who is he calls now? The person who was supposed to pick him up?
Yes. This Oscar.
Yeah.
Calls somebody to pick him up.
Right. And that somebody does not pick him up.
Correct.
Okay.
That guy calls our manager at our business, who is his friend in his own personal life.
Rich.
Rich.
All right. So Oscar did not call Rich.
Oscar never called Rich. No.
All right. So Oscar made a reference to the boss.
Yes.
And his boss is that other guy.
His boss is some guy that works at a Weirton business.
Okay. And because he never said that his boss was Rich at Seven Ranges. I listened to the audio going, how could they possibly, you know, make that?
He never says it. The Wintersville police have since confirmed it.
Right.
We have confirmed it.
We've got the audio tape.
Everybody knows it. The Hoagland campaign knows it. Frank Hoagland chooses to lie anyway, but correct.
Absolutely unbelievable. So your guy, Rich.
Yes.
Who I'm assuming did not know Oscar, or do they have a relationship?
I don't know if he's ever met Oscar before or not.
So he picked him up. All right. So just with that, VA, iHeart, Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes, Otis and Sam, are now saying that you somehow hire illegals.
Correct. That's correct.
How the hell do you make a leap like that? I mean, seriously. I can't even
comprehend. When they were told ahead of time. Now, remember, before they went on the air, my mother, who is an attorney and also a judge, so she's held to a pretty high standard here, she talked to the WWVA staff before they ever went on the air.
That guy, Tim, who's the narc for the businesses that rats out if they're doing anything wrong with alcohol.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
She spoke to him and gave him all of the facts.
Right.
And you would think that a judge is somebody of integrity.
Right. And they actually they actually admit to that on the audio file that I have.
Do.
They actually admit, very nice lady. She was very helpful. She called them back and all this and all that. And I'm going, what's the problem here? Mm-hmm. And then he attacks her saying, well, I'm not going to call her back because, you know, we're going to get lots of legalese from her. And I'm going, you pig. What? This guy's just, he was awful. It was absolutely.
Just another conclusion they jumped to.
Exactly.
They don't even try. At least. You could have called, and if that's what you got, you could have said, hey, she gave me a bunch of legalese. No, you just jumped to a conclusion that that's what's going to happen.
Right. In fact, they made a point of saying that she wasn't giving them legalese. She was actually very nice and very helpful and even called back. Now, they reached out to you, left a message for you in Columbus, and you've got that for us as well. Now, this guy, Tim, is the narc for the West Virginia Alcohol Division. His job is to go to businesses and rat them out whenever they don't cross a T or dot an I just the right way so they can get fines. He rats them out. He's a narc. That is actually his job. And he identifies himself not as Otis, which is what his air name is, but as Tim Mattered, I think it's something like that.
That's correct.
And this is what they did.
Someone about information brought to our attention, and looking maybe for a comment about an incident involving an Oscar Tahin. It's an employee of Seven Ranges, and was hoping to maybe get some answers. If at all possible, could you please give me a call back at 304-650-6503? Thank you.
All right. So, did you call back?
No, I actually had my mom call him back. As you can hear in the audio, he says he would like to speak with someone.
Right.
He doesn't say who.
Right.
Well, the person who makes the most sense to talk to is my mom, who actually runs the payroll part of our company. We all run different parts of the company.
Right.
And so the best person to make that call, and especially I called her and I said, we've never had an Oscar work for us that I know of at all, Oscar or anybody. And she said, yeah, we've never had an Oscar. And she calls this guy, says we don't have an Oscar working for us. Then she goes a step further and
she
goes through
the VA, Tim, the Otis character.
Correct.
Yeah. She reaches out to him.
Reaches out to him.
Yeah.
guys never worked for us. She even went a step further and took her time to go through our terminated employees, people that left for whatever reason. And he had never been employed at any point.
My God.
Never in our over 2 years of existence has this guy ever been employed by us.
How are these people still on the air? I mean, being this reckless, how can they still be on the air? That's Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes. I can't understand this. I really can't. So they say on the audio file that I have that your mom said that the business was owned by two people. There were two owners.
Correct.
All right. Tell us about that, because they're claiming that, well, you don't really own the business. You were, and they virtually said
sure.
that you were lying, which I thought, sure. no, I know Ron Ferguson. He ain't a liar. So tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, so Seven Rangers Entertainment, like we talked about earlier in the show, is owned by myself, my dad, my mom, my brother Bobby, and then my uncle Ty. If you ever go to Seven Rangers, when you walk in, there's actually, you can go within Seven Rangers, there's what's called the Goat House, which is our restaurant. Great food, come check it out. Ribs are specifically good.
You sell goat or?
No, we don't sell goat, actually. Oh. We have things called goat balls that are goat cheese. They're fantastic, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so great restaurant. And, of course, when you sell liquor, you get a liquor permit. And my uncle and my dad are on the liquor permit for that business. And, you know, my mom and I aren't. We're public officials and that kind of thing. It's probably better. So the...
What is better?
Well, I think...
I'm missing something. What do you mean?
I just think it's kind of simpler just to have those two, just my uncle and my dad...
Who are not public figures.
Correct.
Okay.
Because it's a whole government entity. Yes.
Sure.
So anyway, that restaurant that which is within the business, I think, again, that's just another example of these people at WWVA not getting the facts straight.
Right.
Not being very clear about the differences between the restaurant that's in the greater business and the whole thing.
Well, they got the facts straight. They just didn't want to tell the people the truth. They know what's going on. I think it's just a question of lying. I don't think it's a question of incompetence. Nobody could be that incompetent. I'll stand up for Bloom Dummy and for the Dumbettes, Sam and Otis. They can't be that stupid. I'm standing up for them. They can't be that stupid. But they're claiming that you're not an owner.
Yeah, I know. They're claiming so many things that are untrue. I could care less what if you're claiming if I'm an owner or not. I don't really need to prove myself to them. People that come in the business and see me, they know that I am. What I do care about is that them trying to aid another campaign.
Right.
Because that's what this boils down to.
Right.
This is them being helpful to the Hoagland campaign by peddling an outright lie that they were fully aware of was an outright lie. The Hoagland campaign's fully aware of it. It's about the dirtiest politics that I've ever seen. They ought to be embarrassed. Not only was Frank Hoagland bad when he was in office, he's now proven he has no business being anywhere near an office.
Yeah.
Can't trust the guy because he's a liar.
Yeah.
And
never shows up either.
And he's a quitter.
Yeah, that's really terrible, terrible stuff. What else do they claim? Any other accusations? I'm trying to think. What else did they say? That your staff is full of Guatemalans in the back and that you need translators between the waiters and the people in the back.
So I don't want to just single out a person by name here on the air, but what we've also found out is Frank Hoagland's nephew is one of the people that's peddling this information online.
Wow.
Well, we also find out that the mother of his child
Whose child?
So Frank's nephew.
Okay, the mother of Frank's nephew.
Frank's nephew.
Yeah.
Shares a child with a woman.
Okay.
That woman used to work for us.
Ah. And did you fire her?
No.
She quit?
We didn't fire her.
So she quit?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sure. You're not saying yes or no. What?
Yeah, okay. That's fine if you want to call it that. Frank's the quitter, so that's the.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you did not fire
correct.
Her.
We
so what's
know.
Left? She left.
Yes, correct.
All right, left on bad terms. Is that what's really going
not
on?
Not to
here?
My knowledge. We didn't think so, but you know, again, it raises questions that one of the people, you know, this is all a big scheme.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have this Columbus insider politician, Frank Hoagland, that quit and gets recruited to come back. And, He has a failing campaign because he doesn't know what America First is. So what does he do? He gets, WWVA to run a false story. And where's probably some of the information come from? Well, somebody that's, involved with a relative.
So long story short, you don't have a back room, a kitchen full of Guatemalans who can't speak English. Because that's one of the things they actually said.
Yeah. No, it's just not true.
People speak English, waiters and servers and people in the kitchen all speak the same language.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Didn't sound very convincing, but okay. Fine.
Because you want to talk about it when we get back.
Yeah, take a short break here. Stay tuned.